crossover shadow there. Was stirring and bright, birds singing, trees clapping, all were rejoicing. Jesus arose as the conquering Christ.
He who's dead is alive.
He who's dead is alive. He who was dead is alive. Trying their hardest, but there was no way they could keep our Lord down. Lord of the glorious, Lord of the new, oh Lord victorious, death bows to you. New resurrection brings life back to view. Lord of the glorious, now empty tomb.
It's Sunday, and all of the anguish and agony of the past week has surrendered to the glorious resurrection. This is the crux of our Christian faith. This is why we have a reason to rejoice. This is why salvation is real. He is risen, and life is glorious. But the journey to the resurrection was not an easy one. From the moment Jesus came to us as a child in a manger, he became acquainted with our grief, with our temptation, with love and loss. As he grew, I suppose he felt all the things that mankind feels, and that's why he came to us, to know us. Those who knew him best were surely witnesses to the struggles of a man who was God and a God who was man. I can only imagine that as his friends stood by observing the miracles and listening to the conversations of love that poured out of him, their hearts must have burned with joy and honor to even stand beside him.